And you've been a supporter of Home of Hope, haven't you, as well?
Yes, we've been supporting Home of Hope for years. Jane Hartley, one of the founders of it, we've known since the 1950s, Jane and Bob Hartley.
And they had a son who was mentally challenged. And so that's why Home of Hope.
That's how it got started.
Yeah, and you've been a.
Last year, Chesapeake has a sponsorship of the food bank in Oklahoma City. They cover 50-some counties. And I don't know if you're familiar with this food bank, but it started this with nothing. And Chesapeake was donating $1 million. And last year, they backed off and said, you know, that because of the oil economy, they couldn't do it. So they said they were only going to come up with $500,000. So we put up $500,000 last Christmas, and we matching funds, and it worked. They got another $1 million in donations. So I don't know. I guess we'll probably do it again this year too. But 2 weeks ago, John, he used to like to ride on the beer trucks with our employees and deliver beer for holidays, and we'd, you know, build displays and everything. And a couple of weeks ago, he got on one of the food trucks and rode around where they distributed the food and everything.
That's great. Tell us about the Clydesdales, that when they're retired, they're put at pasture on your ranch, which is north.
Well, a few years ago, probably 15 years ago now, John and Jim Poole, the manager of the Clydesdales in St. Louis, got to be pretty good friends, and he asked John if we'd like to have some of the retirees. So the first number, we had three retirees that we took, and the retirees are anywhere from 16 to 17 years old, and they'll live to 20 to 22. We had to sign a contract that we wouldn't show them or anything. Of course, they're big babies, and we couldn't give them a bath every day like they get with the brewery. So we had three, and then over the years, we've had as many as 12 retirees at our ranch, and right now, we just have two. But we had some real interesting horses. The one that comes to mind is John got a call from St. Louis, and Jim said, we need to retire Reggie. He's getting pretty old. He's one of the lead horses. And would you like to have Reggie? And John said, oh, that'll be fine, but who's Reggie? After 9/11, they did a TV commercial of the Clydesdales coming across the Brooklyn Bridge, and at the end of the bridge, they stopped, and the one horse bowed down in remembrance for everybody that passed away at 9/11, and that was Reggie. So we had him at our ranch for about 2 years before he passed away.
What kind of animals are they?
They're big. They weigh about 2,000 pounds. And Anheuser-Busch has had them since the repeal of Prohibition. They actually took a 8-horse hitch at repeal in 1933 and took it down Pennsylvania Avenue with a case of beer for President Roosevelt.
But their spirit, what's their spirit like?
Well, they're trained not to, they're pretty tame after they train them. Of course, they work with them and they make sure that when they're in a parade or something, that they won't get spooked if a little child ran out in the street or something like that. But they just had one team for years out of St. Louis, and back in the early days, they wouldn't even let the team go into Texas or Oklahoma in the summertime. They thought it was too much heat. But eventually, they have five teams scattered around the country, and each team consists of 10 horses, 2 spares, the wagon, the 3 semi-trailers, and 6 employees. Each one of these group of teams is about a $5 million investment. And then they have all this patent leather harness and everything that at one time a man from the old country in Pennsylvania made it all, and now they've got 2 or 3 places where they have the patent leather harness made, and They have certain farriers that'll shoe them every so often, but they actually, even when they're out on the road, they train them, and we had them come to all of our grand openings of our new warehouses around the state. They'd come and spend a week with us, and when we opened the new Veneta warehouse, we had to get Timothy Hay from the racetrack in Oklahoma City. For a week, for the 10 horses, we had to get 300 pounds of carrots.
They're a pretty gentle animal, aren't they?
They're called the gentle giants.
Yeah.
When Gussie Bush was alive, why they had him there at Grant's Farm, and that was the breeding and everything. But after he passed away, they moved the breeding operation to Southern California. But a few years ago, they brought it back to Boonville, Missouri, and they have about 250, 300 horses there. They're training and breeding all the time.
Why did they select, where did that idea come from to have these Clydesdales be a spokesman, so to speak, for Budweiser?
I've got a book at home. I can't answer that. I don't know how Gussie found out or did it, but he sent people to Belgium to buy the horses, and they started in the 1930s.
That was pretty clever.
That wagon that we had at our grand openings was a 1903 Studebaker wagon. Studebaker Company made wagons before they made cars.
Oh, you've been an astute businessman. And it shows you don't have to graduate from college to have a business degree to be one.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But you've had, not everybody could handle all this if you didn't have something in you that you were born with in business. Don't you agree?
Well, Gail kept saying, are you sure you're going to, you keep buying these trucks, you know? And I said, well, it's an image business. And that's what, back in the days when Coors had all the business, they had all the new trucks, new paint, all their employees were in uniforms, clean cut. Some of the other wholesalers, their people were in, they needed a shave or they needed a haircut. They were in shorts, they were in T-shirts, and it didn't have the right image. When you stop and think about it, the wives are in these grocery stores and everything. If they see somebody stocking the shelves and everything, and a person doesn't have a good appearance, it's going to affect the image of whatever they're handling. So we were able to eventually get our people in uniforms, and we got them in new trucks, and the new clean trucks going up and down the street and everything, and subconsciously, that really helped the image. And maybe people, you know, the housewife really didn't say, well, he sure looks dirty, I'm not going to buy that six-pack of beer he's handling. But subconsciously, I think some of the consumers could relate to the appearance of who represented these companies.